Hello, everybody. Welcome in to another episode of the Comics Experience Make Comics Podcast, the show where we talk about the nuts and bolts of making comics. My name is Joey Grow, and today I am joined by Steve Urena, attempting to get the last name pronunciation correct, coming just off of talking about how my daughter has been doomed to a last name mispronunciation for her life from the way we named her. Steve, thanks so much for doing this.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And Steve, I knew of you before you and I started talking about you coming on the Make Comics podcast, because you just had your Kickstarter for Slowpokes wrap up as we're recording this. It wrapped up yesterday, but when this is released, it'll be a couple days. And congratulations again on the funding. For folks who don't know, talk a little bit about Slowpokes.
For those who don't know, Slowpokes is the sloth horror comedy comic you've all been waiting for. So basically, my idea for Slowpokes was, what if sloths became fast? And for me, I always saw sloths as, these creatures that look like they're always up to something. And I felt like if they were fast, they would try to kill you. So that's where Slowpokes came from, and that is what the comic is about. And I released it right on Halloween, right in time for the scary, spooky season. And, I just want to say thank you to everybody who backed and everybody who is listening to this right now.
It's terrific. And a couple things we'll get into is how it came to be, which is through your involvement with Comics Experience, doing some classes. But it's one of those concepts that when you say it, you're like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And you said that you were finding people supporting your ideas in the classes, which you thought might be a little from left field. But it is one of those things, like you've obviously worked on the pitch too and know what you're saying about it. But when you hear it, you're like, that's great. Do you find that people, some people might not be on board because they might not be on board with the concept, but is that a common reaction where people are like, oh yeah, that's it. That makes sense. It's murderous sloths that are super fast now on a rampage.
So when I first, Comics Experience has been very, very good about the idea. Like, everybody was very on board. But when I got out into the real world, I didn't get as much action. When I told everybody that I was going to be doing a comic about sloths that become fast and kill everybody, everybody looked at me like I have two heads. But I was like, and Comics Experience is the only place, I think, before the idea came to fruition, before we got the art and everything, where they were like, yeah, that's awesome. This is hilarious. Let's check it out. So for me, it's been great to see. Now everybody's on board because they see the art, they see that it is a success. But I can go back a year and be like, no, you thought I was crazy. we went back a few years ago and I said this idea and they're like, what are you talking about? Like, but it is very on brand for me because I'm a wacky person. So when I did share this idea, everybody was like, oh, that sounds like something you would do. But they didn't expect it to go, as far as it has gone right now.
But it is such a clear concept, and I think the art really does, obviously comics are a visual medium, and the art really does help you get the point kind of immediately. And maybe that's where I'm kind of glomming on it from, is seeing the Kickstarter and seeing the imagery with it. You're like, yeah, that looks great. That sounds great. And whatever lane it might occupy, it's a great idea. Well, your background, maybe tell folks a little bit about how you came to wanting to do comics. And then I'm actually, I don't know if we've ever really talked to somebody on the show specifically about doing an issue per issue release. So Slowpokes number one was what was funded, and you have plans for more Slowpokes.
Correct. Sorry, what was the first question?
Yeah, so a little bit about your backstory and how you got into wanting to do comics.
Okay, so my backstory, I've loved comics since I'd say first grade, kindergarten. I had an issue growing up. I was in the hospital. So I was in the hospital for a long period of time, a couple weeks. And, my parents didn't know really what I had. So my dad, because he's like, well, maybe he likes the cartoons, let's get him some comic books. And from then on, I was hooked on them because I was like, these are great. Like, this is a nice escape. This is something that's larger than life. And something that I could relate to, because I love the costuming, and I love the stories, and I love the storylines. I love all that stuff. So I've always had in the back of my head that I wanted to write comics or do something with comics. So originally my first dream job when I was a kid was like, oh, mom, I want to be a comic book artist. But when I put pen to paper, it was not to be. Like, it just was not the thing that I was supposed to be doing. And it's funny because my mom is a teacher at FIT. So she was an artist. So I thought maybe I could learn to do that, but it just was not to be. So for years and years, like, I always had that in my mind. I was like, I always liked comics and I wanted to do something with them. And in my real life, in terms of being a, I was a journalist. I worked for UFC for a little bit. I did stuff for Maxim. I'm a copywriter currently. So, like, I always knew that I could write and I loved writing. And I've always wanted to be maybe do something writing in comics, but I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know where to go or what to do. Whenever you see schools, you always see the art side of it. And I was like, well, I can't infiltrate that way. You know what I mean? I can't do it that way. So I remember Googling last year, writing for comics school, seeing what popped up, if anywhere popped up. And Comics Experience had courses. And I was like, this is a sign. Like, I got to do it. And so I just started taking classes. I took the intro to writing a comics course. I took the one shot course. I took the licensing course. And I loved it so much that once I finished the one shot course, I got good reviews in the class for Slowpokes. I was like, I got to get this made. I got it. Why not? I was like, listen, it's already done. The story's done. The art is done. I have enough money saved. Worst comes to worst, it's like a gigantic failure, but it's something that, like, I wanted to do for myself. And like, best case scenario, like, one person reads it. You know what I mean? That's all. I thought I was starting out pretty at a pretty good. There's no room for failure here. And even if I failed, it's a learning experience.
Right.
So, for me, that's kind of the journey I went on.
Well, I think that's the, kind of the beauty of something like Comics Experience, however you get into it and kind of find that community, whether it's people that are in the same place as you, people that are a little further along from you, you can kind of find that group and find that thing that fits wherever you are, because you're dealing with people that are starting out that have no formal writing background like you might have. And coming at it from a completely different angle. So it sounds like getting into it, you had a really good background, at least. Obviously skills translate in the writing world, but learning how to write comics is a completely different thing. It's funny that you see, I guess, different folks that come through Comics Experience, but in general in comics, the big blanket of comics, but so many people start off with superhero stuff and then go the direction where you had this idea that you wanted to tell and could do it because it's comics. And it seems like comics still has such a wide berth of stuff you can do, and maybe it's not all going to go, to a Dark Horse or an Image as a creator-owned series right off the bat if you're just getting into the industry. But something like Kickstarter being a platform where you can go and say, this is my idea, and it's this, funny horror comedy that I'm gonna see how it goes. It does, even in 2020, global pandemic, where Kickstarters are still, obviously, connecting with folks, it's great to see just the variety of ideas and that you can have your own perspective and bring it in.
Yeah, I mean, looking at just what's on Kickstarter currently, there's so many like very fun ideas and concepts for comics. It's awesome to see. But for me, I love horror too, and I love, making people laugh and comics. So I thought for me, like, how funny it would be just to see the art for this. I was like, at the worst, even if my writing is terrible, at the worst, that the art is going to be great, and it's something I could hold on to and show people.
And the art is great. Are you maybe mention your social media that folks could check out, or a website to see the work while we talk? That's always fun.
Sure. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Steve Urena, URENA. Or if you want to follow the Slowpoke's journey, you could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Slowpoke's Comic.
Well, definitely go check out the art while we're talking and learn, a little bit more of that backstory too. Well, with getting into the getting into comic side, had you always thought you wanted to go the Kickstarter route, or was there something that led you to it?
I think just being a fan of comics, I've always heard about independent comics being done through Kickstarter, and I felt like it would be good for awareness. Because at the end of the day, for Slowpokes, whether it made its money or didn't, I felt like at least somebody would take notice, or it would make an impression where somebody'd be like, "Hey, that's a cool idea. I'd like to check it out anyway." I know there's Indiegogo and I know there's other ones, out there. I just think a lot of people know Kickstarter more than anything else, and I thought that was a good starting point.
Yeah, and it's been such a developed platform for comics, and seems to be
Yeah, I mean,
known
Keanu Reeves came on right before I got there, which was all you could ask for from Neo.
that's right. He just wanted to get in before Slowpokes. He knew the score.
Oh
He
man,
was.
I know. He would have made maybe $200,000 more if Slowpokes came in before him. I don't know, but I'm just messing around. But it's just crazy. Like once I saw that Keanu Reeves thing, I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I'm next.
Yeah, I'm
So
next. I'm after Keanu, of
I'm
course.
after Keanu. Can't follow that, you know.
He's only got the 30 years of box office head start on all of us. Yeah, but it is one of those. That's a whole other discussion. But it does seem to be rising tide with something like that, which brings different eyeballs to a platform and people that are able to, it's also kind of that funny thing. As much as comics are digital and as much as you can pre-order, there is something about the readiness of me being able to go, oh, I see this thing about this horror sloth thing. Oh, I can click on it. Oh, if I want it, I can pledge to buy it in 15 days. And it'll show up in my inbox or it'll get mailed to me. And that's really cool. Kickstarter is such a neat kind of, for lack of a better term, in some ways, it's almost like getting mail.
Yeah, but it's also nice because if you have an idea and you want to see it executed, like this is the perfect place for it. Because for me, like if I pitch Slowpokes to a bigger publisher, I don't know who would have wanted it. I'm sure there's somebody who would have, but like knowing nobody in the industry and knowing wouldn't even know the first place to start. It's good. It's also good too because I own all the stuff, and if it's all on me, and I want people to gain trust that way through the Kickstarter, and hey, I took a chance on this. Oh, maybe I had such a fun time with the first one, I can go for the second one, or another project that I do, or something else that I write. So I think Kickstarter is probably the perfect platform for this type of thing.
Well, folks can obviously see, the numbers, and you mentioned it was well over 300 people pledged for the comic. That's not nothing to have an audience that develops around something where you're somebody that's just getting into doing your own comics and getting a dollar amount behind it. Does it feel like, obviously you've had this experience now, which I think just learning the dashboard and seeing how that's set up, just like kind of the mechanics of it can be a thing. This how will maybe you don't want to talk about it yet, or maybe you don't know yet because it just ended. But do you feel like you have an idea of how you might run campaign number two differently for Slowpokes number two?
I think it'll be pretty similarly. I just for me, I've always, at least for the first campaign, I wanted to make sure I put out stuff that like I would want to see. So I'm like, all right, shirts, people would want shirts, people would want some of the art, people would want to get killed by a slowpoke because I would pay for that. I put a song together with my friends. Like I just for me, I just wanted to have fun and do the most fun things I can. Because I wasn't expecting, this much of a reaction from it. I mean, I was expecting some people to check it out, but I wasn't expecting 377 people to check it out. So for me, I just wanted to have fun with it. I felt like while I was doing the Kickstarter and having fun, people were having fun with me. And I think trying to replicate that by having fun doing other projects and doing creative things based on whatever those projects will be, not just Slowpokes, then I think people will respond to it. And as long as people are having fun, I think people will hop on board.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about it off the recording before we started recording that, this can be a thing that can fund, and that's I think that that's so great that Kickstarter as a platform could offer you the ability to put out however many issues you have planned, and if you want to end it there, great. If you want to, you have another idea that, hey, maybe in a year I'm going to do my fantasy sci-fi, my horror, my whatever. You have that group of folks that know you and know that you can deliver and what you deliver. And it is that thing. At the end of the day, wouldn't we all like to, have the cool marquee image title that gets made into the Netflix series? Yeah, that would be awesome. At the same time, that is such a small percentage of folks that sometimes, not to say that you shouldn't aim for that, or people listeners shouldn't aim for that, but it's that thing where it's like you got a comic made and you got people reading it, and that's awesome. I had a hard time coming to that to realize like that's a really good thing, because I was like my first Kickstarter failed, and it was one of those where it's like I got to do this. It's got to be this dollar level. It's gonna be this, and it wasn't. It was poorly totally conceived on my thought on my part as how I was going to execute it, and I learned so much from from how that went that it really did lead me to that, like, oh no, it's exactly what you said. Like, if people are into this, and if it's one person, great. Think about it, how to get, you know, maximize the exposure, minimize the entry point for me, for how much it costs for folks to buy, and just get it done.
So my thing will be that, you know, to write, whether depending on what my projects are in the future, will be to write it, get it done, and then put the Kickstarter together and go from there. But I want to just have fun. Like, I have a real job, which I love, and it's awesome. But in the comic world, I can do anything I want. There's nobody telling me, hey, that idea is ridiculous. You can't do that, or you can't do this, you can't do that. It's like, watch me do this, and let's have fun with it. You know what I mean? I just wanted to make sure that people reading this had fun, and I had fun. And it was fun. Like, a lot of people that I interviewed or talked to that I'm friends with that ran Kickstarters, they were telling me how, like, oh, you know, it's hard to do social media because you have to post all the time, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's the most fun part, because I get to talk to people about the idea and how crazy it is, and where they're from, and like why they like Slowpokes, what they're excited for, what I'm excited for. And but I'm also a social person, so I love that part of it. And to see people from different countries want it, that to me is just mind-blowing.
That's great.
People from Cyprus or Croatia, at the last second. So towards the end of the Kickstarter, some people, you know, stopped backing, or maybe were like, oh, I can't spend this money right now or whatever. So the Getting Killed by Slowpoke sold out early, and then there was one left. And so I put it on my Instagram. I was like, oh, I, you know, this could be you. I could kill you. You know, I can't wait to kill you. And immediately it got taken up. And I was like, that's the kind of thing that I like, because people are having fun with me and I'm having fun with them.
And you can build that kind of rapport on social media and make it a positive and
Yeah, but sloth murder. I will tell you one thing though. I did get my first negative comment last week, and I'm still laughing about it. I posted it, and there was like a sloth lovers forum or something like that in on Facebook or Twitter somewhere. And I posted Slowpoke. I was like, hey, you know, I know you guys like sloths. Check out this comic. Maybe you'll like it. Some lady got so mad that she wrote like this, like, oh, this is, sloths should never be violent and fast. This is a bizarre idea, and I hate it. And I was like, this lady was, I messed up this lady's day so bad.
Oh,
that
no.
She decided to, like, you know what, instead of just letting it go and you know, going about her day, she's like, no, I got to say something about this.
I got to,
like,
say something.
That to me is just, that means that I made it. That's good.
And you've got your pull quote for the back cover.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm still expecting more of that, but that was the only lady so far that's had a negative comment about anything.
Wow.
And she called me disgusting too, which is awesome. And I'm like, this is great.
you angered the sloth forum.
Just one lady in the sloth forum. Not the whole thing, unfortunately. But it's awesome. I think if people either love or hate it, I think that means you made it. Like, I'm cool with it. I want just people to react to it. Because if there was no reaction to it, then I think maybe I would be like, all right, I gotta figure out what the next thing is, or I gotta figure out how to do that. Because, you know, you gotta love it or you gotta hate it. And I'm cool with either.
Yeah, that's great. But it sounds like there was a passionate reaction to it. One of the other things that wanted to touch on was printing. Because you're writing background, you're obviously, yes, brought in a creative team to work with you, which, you know, working with folks in project management and editorial is a thing we often talk about. But specifically with you, you know, I keep trying to get Andy Schmidt to line up a time, and we can talk about ONS Printing some, which is something that I think he launched a little bit quietly. But right now, I know there's a couple things that I'm aware of. I'm sure there are more that are being printed through ONS. Maybe talk a little bit about that and how that came to be as part of kind of the big overall planning for what you were going to do.
So I went directly through Comics Experience for everything. They had their creative services. And for me, I was like, all right, you know, let's see. I think the money is worth it.
Yeah.
I think money is worth it, because just finding the art is hard. Like, lettering, I don't know how to do that. So this is a good, for me, at least it was a learning experience if I try to do something outside. But for me, Comics Experience captured all that, and it was such a positive thing. They were on deadline all the time. They were always checking in with me about stuff. They're open to ideas. Like, it just was a very positive, seamless experience, and I want to keep doing that. Like, you know what I mean? To go for your first comic, And like, I would have been nervous as hell if I didn't have any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because, there's stuff that I don't know about. For them, they didn't take advantage. It was just right. They did the right thing. They did a great job, and through their printing, it was easy. Like, I just sent them, I sent it to ONS. They asked me, what I would want. They talked me through, what exactly I should have or what I would need. And it just was seamless. I ordered, at first I ordered 200 copies because I was like, all right, this is probably as much as I'm going to get. And then it went further than that. So I was like, all right, I got to order another 200. And it was easy. It was right there. It was right at my door very quickly. And it's something I'll be doing, for the near future for my other projects, because it eliminated the hassle of all the, I'm sure for people doing indie comics, it is quite some money, but I think it is worth it because it's seamless. It doesn't, there's no problems with it. So I think that people should definitely check out ONS Printing. And if you're looking at, doing an independent comic or trying to produce an independent comic, I think you should go through Comics Experience.
Yeah, there's so many different fits for people and different ways to make it work, and something like just having extra help at any step of the printing process, I think early on is great, just to however that comes to be, because that's where things can, if you're just getting a digital proof,
Yeah,
that could
things
go.
can go wrong at any moment, and for me, it was but they care too, and that's another reason why I love working with them, because there's stuff that I might not catch because I've seen this a million times, and in my head, like, I'm like, all right, but then for them, they're like, oh, this needs to change here, like, oh, this isn't working here, this needs to be worked out in the printing proof, you know what I mean? But everything was seamless, and I definitely can't recommend it enough.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear that it was so easy to do too. The printing, like, just boy, the Kickstarter, yeah, at the end of the day, you're working on a spreadsheet, or in my case, maybe jotting it down on Post-it notes to get started. There's just so much math and just the amount of estimating involved too. So the least variables is great, but there's always, I guess, going to be so many unknowns related to it. But especially with something like printing, where 200 times $3 or $4 or whatever the price is can.
And for that, I'm like, I can't half-ass that. That's
Right.
the only thing. I was like, I can't. I have to make sure that I trust Comic Experience, and the print that I was like, this is my first one. I cannot screw this up, or I cannot, or if I do screw it up, like, I have to make sure that there's a fix for it at least.
Right.
But like, I cannot do some like rinky-dink operation somewhere. I got to make sure to get the best, and it's been the best.
That's great. Have you announced, or do you have a plan for when number two comes out?
So I'm looking to get number two done by summer of next year, but again, I need to write it first. Once I write it, then I'll make the announcement. And right now I'm working on my second project. I'll talk to you offline about it, but because I want to get it done. I want to make sure that it's done first before,
Yeah.
because if I promise something and then it turns into something else, then like I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So but for Slowpokes 2, I'm looking at summer or maybe even Halloween again next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
I think the Halloween tradition might be a good thing.
a really fun one. And then you can maybe go back to that sloth forum and see what
Say,
just
hey, there's a second one.
it went so badly, I'm making more.
I'm so disturbing that I'm so disgusting that there's a second one.
She's gotta read the first issue so you can have the just convert her to a
Well,
fan.
she'll probably hate it, but it's fine. It's fine. That's the right thing. You have to react to it. I'm
That's the
cool
right reaction.
with
Well,
it.
once again, places where folks can find you online, Instagram and Twitter, you mentioned.
Instagram again, the Steve Urena, URENA, and Slowpokes Comic. And you can find both those handles on Twitter and Instagram.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for doing this, and
Yep.
congratulations again on the
Thank you.
Kickstarter. It's great that you found your audience, and it sounds like, in the grand scheme, also making comics, you have been at it for a while, but it sounds like you had such a great kind of, A to B, and obviously I can say that now with
Yeah, it's just
2020
literal.
hindsight, but
Yeah. Literal 2020 hindsight, which is awesome.
it'll I don't know if that joke will ever stop, because 2020 is 2020.
Yes, and it's the opposite of that, I guess. But yeah, no, I appreciate everybody backing. I want to thank Comics Experience for helping me and making sure I put out the best product possible. And I can't wait to work with them again.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Steve.
Sure.